this morning, I was trying to set the Facebook to see if we could try Facebook, because it was on the news that Facebook is trying to do what Zoom is doing. So I was sitting there and I was like, well, let me try to these settings first. And I accidentally called Jay.
Oh, no.
So I was like, no, don't call Jay. And then he called me back, but left me the strangest message.
What a shock.
Yeah, big surprise there. So he didn't actually talk to me, but he left me this.
This is an automated message from Alberta Health Services for Andrew Theobald, an individual who has tested positive for COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus, has identified you as a close contact.
What the heck is that? First of all, who's Archibald whatever? His name is Jay. What the heck is that?
But that's
what did he do? He's the strangest. So he's somebody that when we did our syndicated show, he's one of our favorite people that used to call up on a regular basis that people would accuse us of hiring. They're like, that's an actor. We're like, no, that's a real human being who's as wacky as that. And we had so much fun with Jay. Like, we used to ask him to go dive in dumpsters for us and get us stuff. And he was always a good sport. He was always interested in playing along.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't surprise me that of all things to send you, instead of sending you a normal message, he sent you whatever the heck that was.
I'm like, I didn't even go back to listen to the whole thing. I just went, yeah, that's Jay. That's Jay for you. But it keeps going. I mean,
it is imperative that you promptly take the following actions to protect your health and the health of others.
Oh, no.
Please self-isolate immediately in your home.
Sounds so heartfelt and empathetic and genuine.
You're fixing to die is basically.
Limit your contact with other members of your household as much as possible. Okay. Do not leave your home under any circumstances.
Okay.
If you are showing symptoms such as sore throat, cough, fever, body aches, shortness of breath, please call 811 to report your symptoms. You are especially at risk because you have a tiny wiener. It is so small and therefore you will become much sicker than an individual who had, oh, let's say, even an average-sized or slightly below average-sized weenie because your weenie is so tiny. The CDC is reporting nearly a 100% death rate for people like you who have small wieners. This is especially troublesome for you because your weenie is the smallest weenie in the whole world. You have a tiny wiener.
And here I was concerned that somebody that we knew had COVID, but it's worse than that. Somebody we know has a tiny wiener. He got you.
I didn't listen to the whole thing. I just listened to it.
Okay. That's why when Jay sends you something, you got to go, and then hit play and just sit back.